The honey bees, which make flawless hexagonal combs. Beavers, which build dams with fine engineering calculations. Termites, which erect complicated skyscrapers with their blind eyes. Weaver birds. Wild bees, which make apartment blocks out of paper. And thousands of other expert architects in nature. By exhibiting these surprising works of architecture, these creatures reveal to us the skills which are actually given to them by God. Each one of them acts by God's inspiration, as is announced in a verse of the Quran. There is no creature he does not hold by the forelock. Yet there is still another creature that brings forth architectural marvels with the inspiration and skills given him by God, to whom the most marvelous works in the world belong. That creature is man. Many people today are unaware of this fact. And in the face of people's achievements, they only feel amazement for those people themselves. Whereas it is God who gives a human being his body, emotions, intelligence, and who inspires in him the senses of art and aesthetics. The marvelous works, which people see as man's masterpieces, are actually a manifestation of God's infinite art and knowledge. For this reason, the real one we should truly praise in the face of every kind of aesthetic beauty and splendor that we see is the Almighty God, who created all these notions and who inspires these as he wishes in the living things he creates. He reveals this fact in a verse of the Quran. All praise belongs to God, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, Lord of all the worlds. All greatness belongs to him in the heavens and earth. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.